Woosh is a leader in club management and activity management solutions. And what does that mean? We really started off on the golf side, and we started off really focused in the private club world as to how can we better create a better member app and experience to access tee times, lessons, clinics, events, rackets, anything you really have at the club. And then also on the staff side, how do we make sure that the staff is using their technology in their favor, not fighting their systems, and really focus on staff workflows and efficiency. We're saving about 20 hours a week in staff time per department. So that's kind of where we started, really focused on the private club world. We've then done some really interesting partnerships with folks like Square as we've expanded out into daily fee public golf courses, as well as indoor simulator facilities. And most recently, we partnered with Lightspeed Commerce to really provide the technology stack of the future for private clubs. So now that we could take down everything from member billing all the way to the front-end modules like tee sheets and court reservations and dining reservations.
So what is your own personal background? Where did you come from, and how'd you get here?
My personal background, oh, you're asking for a 20-year bio story here. I've been a lifelong golfer, Walt. I grew up in Arizona, spent time in Arizona Country Club as a range rat there, ended up being a captain of my team in high school. I then played college golf at Claremont McKenna, where I was a two-time All-American. I even tried to pursue a pro career after that, but my short game is pretty bad, so that was short-lived. I then fell into kind of technology at a very young age. So right out of college, after my pro career cratered, I basically started a company called Ecotality. We launched the Blink line of EV chargers, supporting the Leaf, the Volt, and the Tesla. IPO in 09. We sold that company in 2012, at which point I worked at a company called Resy, was one of the founding employees of, at the time it was actually called Reserve. We were doing fine dining table management, and then we would merge with Resy later in 2015, 2016. And I think you'll notice, Walt, like a lot of what we're building at Woosh actually comes from those Resy days. How do you allow users better access to golf courses, better amenities and reservation scheduling? But also, how do you give the staff those right hospitality tools to manage their operations more effectively? So a lot of our DNA is there. Was a VC for a minute after that and was looking to start up this company. And then I got poached to run a 5G wireless internet company, which ended up selling to Facebook. And then after that, I said, now is the time to jump in. This was pre-COVID. COVID was just getting started 2020. We saw the golf boom was happening, and we realized that the private club world specifically needed it. And the club where I'm at used the legacy member app. They used a legacy club management system. And we got to see firsthand just how poor the member experience is, but also how bad the staff workflows were. So that's really where we first started with the cloud and tablet-based tee sheet. And we've really expanded since there.
So then I guess my next question is, from your perspective, what are the biggest friction points that Woosh solves? Say from, like you said, the member side, the staff side, what are those points that you guys are helping out on?
I think for the member side, we have to be mindful now that post-COVID and in this cloud, technology era, members' experiences aren't just physically on property. The actual experience of a member or experience of a guest at a club or a customer starts online now with digital discovery. It starts with their apps and starts with those communities and how clubs engage digitally with folks. And so when we came in the space in 2020, we saw that the member experience was left a lot to be desired, And in my app personally that I was using at the time, adding a guest to my round required 7 clicks, and I got a screen that said, "Please don't ever click this again. This is how you add a guest," right? Then we saw the staff side, and we saw them manually entering every single tee time. 18-hole, walker, no charge, at a private club. I'm going to touch the point of sale 200 plus times a day. We said, man, we can streamline this process. So that's really where we came in, is we saw how can we update staff workflows? How can we update the member experience? One, we can do the member app, but we really believe the best member and guest experiences at clubs stem from great staff interactions. Let's use the cloud. Let's make sure systems talk to each other, and let's give the tools that meet the staff where their workflows are today. And that's really what we've been focusing on.
So let's talk about the partnership with Golf Genius. How did that relationship come together?
So Golf Genius really is the leader when it comes to tournament management, right? And with Whoosh, we take a cloud-based approach, right? If you want to run your restaurant like a Michelin quality restaurant, we integrate with Seven Rooms to do that, right? If you want to run your golf tournament to the best, degree possible, what's the best solution? It's Golf Genius. So we've actually started working with Golf Genius, 4 or 5 years ago on the green grass side, and we cover several hundred customers, both in our private golf portfolio and our public golf portfolio with Golf Genius. So they've been a really great partner there. And we've really focused on building a strong integration there with the ability to sync data both ways, which a lot of folks don't do. So we typically will save in a green grass tournament about 2 hours per 100 person tournament when they use Golf Genius, just in how we're syncing data. So what's evolved now is that both us and Golf Genius have been really focused on the alternative golf market. Think connected driving ranges, indoor simulators, performance centers, and that has been booming. I think we've each brought on over 100 plus customers in the past year just in this segment. So what we're doing with Golf Genius in this partnership is really focusing on how now do we think not just green grass, but in a facility with 6, 10, 12 simulator bays, how do we do the right tournament management and scheduling? How do we make not just event signup, which may be through Whoosh, but event signup and then real-time scoring and seeing leaderboards and those things through Golf Genius and printing out of materials and those things. How do we make that seamless from a customer perspective to sign up and then plan an event? Then how do we make it seamless for staff to not only manage signups and registrations, communications, giveaways, but then also make sure that they're counting the rounds the right way, they're applying the right types of punch passes, that they're marking and managing their league and getting the right data. So the integration with Golf Genius really is saying, hey, we are now focused, both companies, on the simulator and alternative golf market. How do we come together and build the best possible solution to support their leagues, their events, and kind of their club-based activities in a, simulator-based environment as best we possibly can?
So then from a like an a tournament or outings perspective, what types of events benefit the most from Whoosh? Is it if a course is doing corporate outings or any kind of scrambles or anything like that, what are the benefits that come from your involvement?
The way we think about this, Walt, is, we have kind of a design schema of when I build an app, we need to make sure at a club, whether it's public or private, that we use this concept of making it grandpa proof. Can this work on an iPhone 6 with a cracked screen and, magnification up 500%, right? And they should be able to book a lesson, a clinic, an event, a tee time, a simulator bay, and that should all feel natural to them, right? And intuitive. So what we've done in the simulator space, and Golf Genius has some great tools, is one, we now give the club the option. Hey, you can do everything in the Whoosh app. You can actually do your league and event sign up here and then sign up for your individual sessions. Or you could use the Golf Genius one and all the data syncs right behind one pane of glass. And that's really, really important. So it really gives clubs a bit more opportunities to figure out what best meets the needs of their customers, whether that's a Whoosh sign up or a Golf Genius event. But then when it comes to administering the event, how do I say, well, you're in Bay 2, you're playing against me at 5 o'clock today, in this ladder match throughout the season? That's now where we can go to Golf Genius, provide real-time scoring, real-time updates, and manage those leagues and events through that platform as well. So again, we're trying to find best-in-class partners that are solution-oriented, that like plugs our holes or we can plug theirs. To me, the Golf Genius partnership's a win-win.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you mentioned syncing data both ways. What kind of data or perhaps operational insights can Whoosh now provide that wasn't possible before?
Yeah, I mean, the big one here is just numbers of play in base, right? A lot of facilities will do a different reservation sheet to track who's playing, and maybe that has rules around memberships and punch passes and access and billing rates, right? But then when you get into a tournament, scenario, you may have that completely off the books, and you may just block off your bays and say all these are booked for tournaments and events. What you're losing there is who's playing, when are they playing, how did they get scheduled? What solution is the members using? What we're doing now is making it cohesive so that at a club, they can sign up through Whoosh, they can be communicated through Whoosh, they can do that on the member-facing side, And then on the back end, they're actually using Golf Genius to manage all those pieces. So that streamlines the membership side. Flip side of that is you can actually do the converse of say, hey, I want to use Golf Genius signups. I'd like to link to that in the Whoosh app. I would love for that data to flow back. I want actually my rounds not to be just a block on my simulator bay, but I want them to be specific rounds filled in. So what we're doing is we're syncing rosters, we're sharing event signups both ways. Once the event is being managed by Golf Genius, it'll actually show that data back on the Whoosh T sheet, and you can plug that in real time and give your members those updates and notifications either through Whoosh or Golf Genius. So giving a lot more tools, flexibilities that we think impacts the customer and impacts our workflows of our operators and staff.
So, as you're probably aware, Chicago has a massive outing and charity golf culture. How does a market like Chicagoland fit into your growth strategy?
It's a big one. We have some really great private clubs in that marketplaces like Glen Oak, Westmoreland, Bryn Mawr, Skokie. We also have some great public facilities. Cantini is a great example. And then like from a sim perspective, we have places like Clubhouse 540, right? We have the Hideout, Park Ridge. We have some great sim facilities. So this has been a huge, great market for us. What we're trying to do here is make sure that especially in cold weather climates, a lot of our private clubs or public facilities have some sims. We're seeing a lot more indoor simulator facilities pop up there. We really want to make sure we have the right solution set for that market, and I think this really solidifies that for us.
That's a great point, too, because in Chicagoland, we've seen the growth of the standalone simulator facility. I think we've got like 110 on the list that we maintain here. What's the value for a sim owner, sim business owner that which can help out with?
When we see simulators today, not a lot of software companies have built actual technology for them. We like to consider ourselves a business in a box. If you're opening up a new simulator facility, whether it's an entertainment venue like a Five Iron where you're doing a lot of F&B, or whether it's a performance and a training facility, we want to have those tools for you. And so with our partnership with Whoosh and Square, we can come in and actually be a business in a box, handle online membership signups, punch passes, registrations, tee time access, everything from there. And Square has all the tools to run the full backend solution. If you're a private club, we partner with Lightspeed. So they can run a full private club, member dues, and those types of things for an indoor simulator facility. So we really found the best in class solutions to come in. But I'd say the value prop is we're a turnkey one-stop shop for anything that you would need: lessons, clinics, events, bay bookings, memberships, packages, all under one roof here with Whoosh and with Square. If you didn't use Whoosh and Square, you may do something different for bay bookings. You may grab something different for lessons. You may do something different for instruction. You may do something different for, club-wide or customer-based email marketing. So what we're really doing is saying, how do we take the six, seven tools that a sim facility would stitch together and put that under one roof? And so we like to say we're kind of a business in a box. There's a reason why Foresight Sports has selected us as their preferred provider for all indoor sim facilities, right? And that's why.
So, finishing up with the last couple questions for you, one of the thoughts that hits me is I wonder, from a facilities perspective, whether that's green grass or that's a simulator business, what's kind of some of the data that you think usually pops and that resonates with these business owners or the facility itself?
So, larger topic there, kind of a loaded question, Walt. Data is like the number one issue in our industry that you have and have nots. You either have people that have a real good discipline around data and their architecture, or you don't, right? And that difference is, there's a huge difference from segment to segment. In a private club world, it's about member satisfaction. So now the data becomes, how do you know how many people are visiting the club? Right? Like, when are they using it? Maybe I'm at, a club like Skokie, but I just come in, I use the locker rooms, the fitness area, and you don't see me very much in the golf course, but I'm a happy member. But I may not know that if I'm using systems that are all separate. So we can come in and say, hey, Walt's been using the locker room and fitness and rackets. Yeah, you haven't seen them on the golf side of things. How do I surface that data to give the operator better insights on member usage, behavior. And then when they get to the facility, oh, Walt loves, I'm going to pick on you, three Goose Island beers in his cart at all times. Great. How do I now prep that up so you have those experiences, right? So that's how we can help out on the private side, stitching data better together, streamlining staff workflows, helping them become operationally more efficient. On the public side, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more about revenue and repeat usage, retention, and trying to get more kind of dollars per user. So what we're seeing right now is actually a big switch. We're seeing the rise of connected ranges of indoor sims. It's really interesting because now golf courses used to pander to people who were on their tee sheet most often, right? You came 4 times a week. Well, maybe you came 4 times a week. You did it at a discount. You never tipped staff. You never got F&B. You brought your own booze in, and actually, you tore up my golf course, right? Compare that to someone else who says they're coming 5, 6 times a week at their driving range, using their connected ranges, buying hot dogs, beers, bringing friends, having parties there. Now, which one is actually the higher revenue, higher profit user? Historically, that data has been lost, right? You have a golf tee sheet, you do something else for your range, you do something else for clinics and events. We can now stitch that together. So now our big piece in public is full 360-degree picture of your customer. Who's using the facility? How are they using it? When? What other amenities are they using? How can you better market and retain and build products and services to attract the demographics you want?
So, a final question, and this is going to be even more loaded because I think this is going to really project out. Considering how much things have changed, you being a technology person, you understand how AI has changed basically all of what we do, and across all levels of your business and your content creation or your management. But say 5 years from now, where do you think? How do you think golf events might look different? So, from your perspective, if you wanted this, what you think will happen, especially with Wooch's involvement, what might a golf outing, if I'm going to a golf outing and playing in an event, whether it's a private club or a public outing, what might that look like in 5 years?
5 years from now, it may be very, very different. There's a lot of things going on with Bluetooth, NFC, Wi-Fi, different types of areas. We like to see technology as being a great enabler for hospitality. But that being said, I actually don't want to go to a golf course, check in on a kiosk, deal with technology everywhere where I'm at that facility, right? So we actually view the future being a little bit more frictionless in utilizing AI when you get to that facility and how you get there, right? So, larger question goes beyond Woosh, but maybe it's discovery. Right. Maybe you're going to golf.ai and saying, I want to play golf in Chicago in the North End, and I want to do it on Saturday within this price point. What are my options? Maybe your booking engine is actually a little bit more different in how you discover courses. Right. Once you're there, maybe it's not 27 clicks to make a tee time. We're going to remember who you played with last time. We're going to remember that you're a walker and that you like before 9 o'clock and your preferences. And then ideally, we could even share some of that data, especially if you're a repeat customer, with that course and share the most of those things and know that, hey, Walt's a trunk slammer. He's probably going to show up 5 minutes, but don't worry, he's never been late. And know those things and then also be able to say, great, we know Walt's there. Hey, the moment he's in within 50 feet of the first tee, we're going to check him in at the pro shop. He can pay, using the kiosk up, using the handheld with the marshal up front, or he's already prepaid, he's good to go, right? All those things can happen. And then while you're doing your round, one, I'm knowing where you are, we're knowing pace of play, you're not having to call the pro shop, we're sending out your drink requests, we're asking you, do you want a transfusion at the turn? We're doing all those things. At the end of the round, you're getting a great thank you. How was the trip? Let us know how we could improve. Or hopefully we're saying, hey, we know it was slow out there. We're sorry. Here's a discount for next time, right? So what we're seeing is that AI can transform the hospitality experience. It can transform the customer experience, both getting to and then being on site of property. So the future of golf to me is actually become more peaceful, more serene, more social in a physical nature, and less digital in the future. That's how we believe kind of AI and technology is going to evolve in the next 4 or 5 years.